I'm Mimi. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm afraid to stand up there. I might fall. So, I can't believe I'm here and I'm doing this morning. Just briefly, yesterday was my 71st birthday. I've been in this program almost half my life. Pretty long time. I've lost 100 pounds twice. I was abstinent for 17 years and had lost 100 pounds. And then I started eating again, so I was in relapse for 10. And now, thank you, God, whatever God is, I can say I've been in recovery for 7 years, and I've lost 100 pounds again. Well, that's a clap for whatever God is, because that's what's made the difference. Let me tell you a little story about yesterday. Yesterday did not go the way I planned. It was my birthday, and things were supposed to happen the way I wanted them to happen. And they did not happen that way. So I was feeling a little sour at the end of the day. And, you know, there's this thing in the promises where we say that sense of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. Yesterday I was walking around in that really big time. So this morning I was doing my meditation, and I came across this phrase, and it said something about, now we turn to God, who is able to do immeasurably more than we can wish for or imagine. And that really struck me this morning. And I thought, wow, that's really been true in my life. But it's not true today. So, my sponsor happened to send me an email this morning and say she was on her way today in OA. And I wrote back and said, day in OA? Didn't know anything about it. This was 8:30 this morning. So I looked it up and I see it started at 10:30, and I was really feeling the need of being at a day in OA. So I thought, well, that's perfect. I'll come, you know. And meanwhile, in my meditation this morning, I was talking to God about what God wanted me to do. You know, what do you want me to do? I don't have this sense of ministry, quote unquote, that I've had before. And it seems like I'm just not doing anything. A little self-pity there again. So I arrive here, and somebody says to me, oh, you came. And I went, yeah. And she said, well, I called a month ago and asked you to speak at this thing. I said, you did? She said, yes. I said, well, I never got the message. Turns out it was the wrong number. So she said, we want somebody to be the third speaker. Will you do that? And I said, yeah. And then I said, what am I supposed to talk about? And she said, meditation. And I went, oh. So the joyfulness of this is that I haven't had more than 2 hours to be nervous. So you get what you get. That's I really appreciate the previous two speakers. I heard a great deal from both of you. And thank you for organizing this event. Thank you for the people who've given their time to bring it together. And I love this church. It's just a glorious place to be. I guess one thing I want to say is I don't know what God is either. I don't have a clue either. When I first joined the program, my sponsor said, spend half an hour every day thinking about what your higher power is. So I and I wanted to humor my sponsor, so I thought about it every day. She also said, which was said this morning, act as if. Because for me, God was a three-letter word. And the first meeting I went to, when everybody joined hands at the end of the meeting, I refused to participate because I was sure this was a cult. I want no part of that, right? So I'm humoring my sponsor. I'm thinking about what a higher power is. I am acting as if there is one, which is really an amazing thing. Because when I first started acting as if there was one, I kept getting all this stuff, good stuff, coming in. And it made me go, ooh, what's that? Maybe there's a higher power. Oh, no. I didn't really want there to be a higher power, because then it meant I wasn't the center of the universe, and that's pretty hard. So one day, I was spending my half hour thinking about what a higher power might be, and I happened to be sitting next to a pond. I was doing a temporary job, and I had a lunch break, and I had a million things weighing on me. I was a single mother. My daughter was acting out. I had very little money. I didn't have a permanent job. I was worried about so many things. And I sat there and I'm going, okay, I'm sitting here by this pond. What's a higher power? And there happened to be a weeping willow at the end of the pond whose branches were trailing in the pond. And a breeze came up. And it moved the branches in the water, and the ripples came towards me. All the ripples came towards me. And suddenly I thought, that's what it is. We're all connected. We're all parts of ripples. That must be a higher power. And for me, for that time, that's what a higher power was. And when I went home that afternoon, I couldn't believe the sense of peace that I had. It was the first time in my life I knew that I could have problems without solutions, that I had no answer for anything, but that I could feel peace in the midst of that. So that made a huge difference to me. And it made enough difference that one day at a time, doing the steps, humoring my sponsor, going to meetings, doing all of that, I was able to find abstinence. So over all these years, my idea of a higher power has shifted and changed. I guess one of the things I want to speak to, we're all talking about how God is there and whatever higher power is. But what I discovered was, discovering what a higher power is, for me, didn't mean I was always in touch with it. I thought that was the end, to discover what a higher power was, and that was it. But this program talks about, the whole point of this program is to have a spiritual experience. And I didn't know that till I'd been here 25 years. It was like, oh. And that means step 11, staying in conscious contact with a higher power. So what I want to talk about a little bit is those times where we might know a higher power is there, but we're not in connection. And that has happened to me so many times. You know, there are times when I'm in touch with a higher power and my soul feels like a watered garden. And there are other times where I'm not in touch and I don't know why I'm not in touch, but I am in a desert and I find no oasis. And I'm just, it's dry, my garden isn't watered. I don't even have a garden. I feel so solitary. And I just want to say I've been there many times. And what has helped me is to simply sit there and pray anyway. And just take the next action. Just sit there and pray anyway. And I don't have any magic formulas. What I can say is that it passes. The desert passes. And then I find the watered garden again. And it's so wonderful to discover that. Somebody has said that prayer is listening to God's plans for me instead of telling God my plans. And that's really not easy to do, right? I mean, I end up telling God all the time what my plans are. And I'm sure glad I didn't tell God what my plans were this morning, because I wouldn't be here. I really do find that God gives me immeasurably more than I wish for, and certainly more than I can imagine. I have lived 71 years, and in deference to the speaker who's 65, I'm older than you are. But it's really something to have lived this long. Half a century ago, I was celebrating being 21. I was in Switzerland. It was beyond my wildest dreams to be in Switzerland. And I was 21. That was half a century ago. And I gotta tell you, I don't think being older gives me any more wisdom. I kept thinking it would. You know, I kept thinking, well, I'm old now, so I'm wise. What the advantage of being older is, especially in this program, is that I can say whatever I want and not care. The other day I was at my hairdresser's and she was asking me, I met an online guy a couple of months ago and it looked wonderful, but it didn't work. And she said, well, you know, what happened? And I was going through all of that. And I said, well, you know, we always talk about men having mistresses. Men have mistresses. I said, what I need is a mister. Thank you. And she laughed too, and I thought, man, I wouldn't have said that 15 years ago. I never would have. It was terrible. So I don't have a great deal more to share with you than that, but it's been suggested that maybe we could do a meditation together. Would you be willing for me to guide you in a meditation? And let me preface this by saying I can never do anything like this without thinking of Robert, who used to lead meditations at the retreat and also at other places. Beloved Robert. So if I'm not reaching you, channel Robert, okay? Okay, let's take some time, and what we're going to do, it'll be a few minutes, and then we'll close the meditation, and then we'll have time for sharing if you wish to share. You might not wish to share at all, but if you do, that opportunity will be there. So I'm going to ask you, first of all, to make sure your feet are flat on the ground and that you're sitting comfortably. Please take anything off your lap. Just be, and allow your hands to be relaxed wherever you are. And if you will please close your eyes and take a breath in. Let it go all the way down. Reach your stomach. And let it come all the way back up. up through your chest, out through your nose. Take another deep breath in. Don't be afraid to take in all the air that you can. All the air that you can. Let it move down through your chest, to your stomach, to your belly. Let your belly expand. Let the breath come back up through your lungs, out through your nose. Continue breathing. As you breathe in, let everything fall from your mind. Keep breathing in, breathing out. Be in your mind in a place that is beautiful for you. A place that is safe. Rest. Know that you are whole. As you breathe in and breathe out, incorporate any sounds you may hear. They're part of your stillness. Breathe in, breathe out. As you're in, a musical silence. Allow whatever is greater than you to see you just as you are. Rest in that seeing. Allow yourself to be loved. You are worth it. You can receive it. Be in those moments, these moments, and allow yourself to experience that love. And continue breathing. while you're in your special place, know that you can return here at any time, at any moment. Begin to come forward. Maybe thank that power greater than you for this time. And begin to come back as you're ready. Slowly and perhaps with gratitude. Until you're ready to open your eyes and be back in this place.